This is Jasmine. How can I assist?
Good evening, Ms. Jasmine. I was calling because I came across your ad. My mother is a Medicaid recipient, and I was trying to go by applying to be her home care provider.
Okay, what county does your mom reside in?
I'm not for sure, but she lives in St. Ann, Missouri.
St. Anne. Give me her zip code so I can find her.
63074.
Let me find the county. Let me see. Hold on one second. Because if she's eligible, we could check right now and submit the referral and hire you to be her attendant. She's actually
Okay.
in, hold on, county. I think she's right in St. Louis. Yeah, St. Louis County.
Okay. So
Yep.
now we know we in St. Louis
Now
County.
you know, yep, because a lot of people will ask you that, like especially with home care, because a lot
Yes,
of
ma'am.
agencies are not licensed in the whole state. We are. All
Okay.
right, so let me get some of your mom's information. Let's check to see if she's even eligible. Okay, what's her first and last name?
Her first name is Anna, Anna. And her last name is Upchurch, Upchurch.
And her date of birth?
It's January 15th,
You said 15th
1956.
or 16th?
Yes, ma'am. The 15th.
1-5 and 19 what?
56.
Okay. So Anna, double N, Upchurch, date of birth is 1-15-56. And what's her Medicaid ID number, also known as DCN?
One moment.
Take your
I'll
time.
pull you
It's all for
down.
her MoHealthNet card. It's the 8-digit number, also known as DCN.
Is she talking about on the red, white, and blue card?
No, that's Medicare. You need the MoHealth.
What is that?
The Medicaid. You said she has Medicaid, right? She's a recipient of
Yeah,
Medicaid, you said?
that's the red, white, and blue card, right?
That's Medicare.
Okay, is that the white and blue card that I get from the state? Not the one I pay for out of my check. Not the red, white, and blue card. But the other one, I got a white and blue card in mail from Blue Shield, Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
No, that's an HMO. I need the Missouri Medicaid, which is the MoHealthNet card.
CAIDE. They're Medicaid. It's CAIDE, right? Okay, I don't need
MEDICAID.
that one. I got Medicare. I don't have Medicaid.
So Medicare doesn't cover that, doesn't cover the program you want. Only Medicaid does.
Yeah, I don't have a baby. Okay, well, thank you.
But you can try to apply. Have you tried to apply for Medicaid?
I've tried, but I've been denied.
When was the last time you applied?
About a year ago.
A year ago, because they changed the income brackets. Did they tell you why you were denied? Did you put in an appeal?
No, I don't even know, ma'am. I just got a letter saying I was denied.
Jeez, they didn't even tell you why. Damn. Let me see. I'm trying to think what else you can do because I know you can put in an appeal and every 6 months you could reapply for services to see if
I've
they
never
would.
done that.
Yeah, they you know, because it they discourage you to tap into funds and but then once you get it, it's for life. If I were you, I would either go online to the Department of Family Services, DFS. It's a food stamp card. It's where they put the food stamps in. It's the
Yeah,
state-funded
I
program.
don't know. Yeah, her income is, she's not received food stamps. Her income is too high.
That's why she was denied. Then that's why she's over the income bracket.
Yes, ma'am.
But there is a program if she is eligible based on age and disabilities where they waive the spend down. Like again, it doesn't hurt to try to reapply for her. The worst that they could tell you is that she's over the income bracket, not at this time.
They keep
Yeah.
telling me that. Okay, now explain to me what is the spend off plan.
So the spend down basically means that she's over the income bracket to qualify for full Medicaid. So, like, let's say, for example, right? the income bracket is $500 for a single person. And this is hypothetically, I don't know the numbers. I don't work for Medicaid. I work for the home care agency and we accept Medicaid. So okay. I'm just using figurative speech so you can itemize it on your own. So let's say a patient making $500 a month, in order for you to qualify for Medicaid, you need to make $490, but your mom is making $500. She would have what's called a spend down. Anything over the income bracket, she has to pay back into Medicaid in order for her to qualify for all the benefits Medicaid has. So let's say she's over the income bracket by hundreds of dollars. Right now, based on age and disability, if she's over the age of 65 with disabilities, they're waiving that fee.
Oh, okay.
So it doesn't hurt to try again. Try, go online. Either go online under MoHealthNet, try to apply again on her behalf, or take her to the Department of Family Services and sit down with a specialized worker that can do the numbers for her and fill out the application for her if you can't go online and do it.
Okay.
And the worst that they could tell you, she's over income. She don't qualify at this time.
Okay.
And it doesn't hurt to try. I'm going to give you my information. Once you get her onto Medicaid, you're going to call me because then I can hire you to be her attendant to get paid.
Okay. She's way over the income bracket when it comes to Medicaid. So, but yeah, but she do have a, when it comes to her health, she do have an amputated feet and she do need like full-time,
But that's what I'm saying. Because of those illnesses and disabilities, now that she's over the age of 65, they may look at that and say, you know what? This lady qualifies. So you never know. You never know.
Okay.
It doesn't hurt to try. You heard?
Yes, family does not.
I'm going to give you my info. Like I said, my name is Jasmine. And this is Deluxe Home Care. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
I'm finna get a pen and write your information down. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Jasmine with Deluxe Home Care. My number is 314-501-2508. I'm sorry. 314-501-2508. My name is Jasmine.
Okay, you said 314-501-2508.
You got
Jasmine.
You got it.
From Deluxe
Home
Care. Home
Care. And what's your name, ma'am?
My name is Vietnamese.
Vietnamese. All right, Miss Vietnamese. Good luck with your mom. Call me if you need me, okay?
Thank you so much, Ms. Jasmine.
You're welcome.
You have a
great
evening.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay.